were studying on facts about Abraham. The first fact about Abraham, Abraham was separated by God for a higher purpose. He was separated by God for a higher purpose. Genesis 12 verse 1, God asked him to come out of his country, from his clan, from his tribe, from his people, unto a land he will show him. So God took him out because he was calling him to a higher purpose. Just raise your voice and declare, thank you, Jesus, for your plan for me is better, is greater, is awesome. Raise your voice and pray. Father, give you thanks today because your plans for our lives is always better. You call Abraham out of his country, out of his tribe, out of his kindred for a higher mission, for a higher purpose. And all of us in this line, you have chosen us, you have called us unto a higher purpose. Be glorified, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Number two, Abraham is likened to a mustard seed that grew and became the greatest tree in the field. Genesis 22 verse 17, the Lord said, in blessing I will bless thee, in multiplying I will multiply thee. And God said his seed will be as the stars and as the sun in the seashores. So Abraham was like this mustard seed that was planted by God that became a mighty tree. Can you see yourself like Abraham? He began his life alone as a barren man, but now he ended as a mustard seed, that his seeds are like the sun, as the stars. Thank the Lord that in you, the grace of God in you is to cause you to grow. You will grow like Abraham. You will increase like Abraham. You will develop like Abraham. Raise your voice and thank the Lord. Father, thank you tonight. I key into the same blessing in Abraham. I declare to you that all of us in this prayer line, we are like a mustard seed that will grow and become a mighty tree. Out of your village, God called you out. Out of your city, out of your tribe, but God has a big plan. It's a big picture about you, and it will come to pass in Jesus' name. The third thing about Abraham, he went through challenges, he went through trial moments, but he ended up with a testimony. Genesis 12 verse 1 to 3, and the Lord visited Sarah, and she conceived and bare that Isaac. Just in the name of Jesus, I will go through every challenge and every trial. It must end with a testimony. Every challenge, every hard time must end with a testimony. The same with Abraham. He went through challenges. He went through barrenness. He went through issues. But Abraham ended up with a testimony. Isaac was born. And there was laughter again in the house of Abraham. I speak today, there'll be laughter in your house. There'll be joy in your house. There'll be celebration in your house. Abraham went through trial moments and difficulties. But finally, so today, in the name of Jesus Christ, let God bring joy and gladness in your house. No matter what you have gone through, God will cause you to rejoice. As Isaac was born, there was joy in the house of Abraham. Just say the name of Jesus. There will be joy in my house. There will be celebration in my house. There will be happiness in my family. When Isaac was born, I can hear the drums. I can see the men dancing. I can see the celebration. And I speak today, there will be dancing in your house. There will be celebration of joy in your house. Because the same God of Abraham is our God. God blessed Abraham and gave him joy and gladness in all age. The fourth fact about Abraham, he won all his battles. Genesis 14, verse 14 to 16. You know, five kings went and attacked Sodom. And Abraham, and they captured Lot, Abraham's nephew. Abraham went after the five kings with his trained servants, and he conquered these five kings. So God gave Abraham victory in every battle. Just say the name of Jesus. I connect with the grace in Abraham. I will win my battles in the name of Jesus. Battles in your home, in your ministry, in your health, in your children, in your investment, in your job. Whatever battle, we connect with the same blessing in Abraham. I declare today, whether you are in Africa, you are in Asia, you are in Europe, you are in Middle East, you are here in US and Caribbean countries, you will win your battles in the name of Jesus Christ. the fifth blessing of Abraham, you know, he could not, the fifth fact about Abraham, he could not allow the enemy go away with his nephew Lot. Five kings captured Sodom and they captured Lot. In Genesis 14, verse 1 to 12, Abraham pursued these five kings and overtook them and recovered all. Just say the name of Jesus, I pursue, I overtake, I recover all. Everything the enemy stole from you, we release the same grace. You will recover all in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever you lost from January, March, April, May, June, we pray by the grace of God from this month to the end of this year, let it be months of recovery, months of restoration, at least restoration of joy, restoration of jobs, restoration of finances, restoration of health, restoration of peace, restoration of grace. Whatever the enemy stole from us, it must be restored hundredfold in Jesus' mighty name. The sixth thing, Abraham had a personal covenant with God. Genesis 17, verse 1 to 5. And when Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And God said, and I make a covenant with thee, between me and thee. I will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abraham, but thy name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee. So God made a covenant with Abraham, and God changed his name from Abraham to Abraham. I connect all of us at the sound of my voice. We connect with the Abrahamic blessing. I will declare today our story is changing for good. Your family is changing for good. Your children are changing for good. The ministry is changing for good. Just keep praying. Raise your voice and pray. Just say the name of Jesus. The same God that changed the name of Abraham, this same God will change your status. Oh my God, I just feel the anointing here. The same God that changed the story of Abraham, I will change his name from Abraham to Abraham. You made me father of many nations. I connect with the same blessing. Just say the name of Jesus. I connect with the same blessing. The God who changes stories. Whether you are in prison, you are going through trouble, you are going through pain, you are going through sickness, you are going through hardship, you are going through divorce, hear the voice of the Lord. God is saying to you, I will make it good. I will make it good. God is able to turn it around. Abraham began his story, leaving his father's house to a strange land, and he became a mighty blessing. Just confess in the name of Jesus. I connect with the same grace in Abraham. As God changed Abraham's name, I declare today, my story is changing for good. My standard is changing for good. My life is changing for good. My home is changing for good. The grace in me is growing. The favor of God is changing my life for good. I release this same blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive a new name. Your name is joy. Your name is peace. Your name is happiness. Your name is breakthrough. Your name is grace. Your name is favor. Your name is prosperity. Your name is victory. Your name is testimony. Your name is awesomeness. God is able to turn things around for good. And God gave Abraham a new name. I can hear by the Holy Spirit that God will change things for good. God changed my story for good. God changed you for good. Receive grace for a new name. Receive grace for peace. Receive grace for joy. I speak to you today. Your past is over. Your struggle is over. The bondage is over. The sickness is over. The yoke is over. The affliction is over. Loneliness is over. Hey, depression is over. Stress is over. Worries is over. Fear is over. Abraham held on God for many years. And God changed his story. Joseph said, "Oh Lord, as I hold on you, you will change my story for good." As we hold on God, we declare today our story is changing for good in the name of Jesus Christ. Our story is changing for good in the name of Jesus Christ. I command the same grace, the same power that changed the story of Abraham. Let God give you a new story. Joseph, tell me, I can see everything changing, turning around for good. I can see everything turning around for good. Just confess it. I see everything turning around for good. In your marriage, it's turning around for good. In your home, it's turning around for good. The things you are believing God for, they're turning for good. God is faithful. God gave Abraham a new name. Is that not wonderful? I don't know your new name. Just call yourself today by a new name. Just say, my name is Peace. My name is Favor. My name is Joy. My name is Covenant Child. My name is Blessedness. Just call those, bless yourself. Father, I pray today you change the name of Abraham and we connect to this same grace. You are God. You give us a new name. No more sickness, but health. You turn us from darkness to light, from bondage to freedom, from weakness to strength. Receive the grace in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever you are going through right now, I release this same grace in you in the name of Jesus. The God of wonders, the God of Abraham, is turning things around for good. Receive it in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, Lord. The seventh thing about Abraham, please. I love this one. James chapter 2, verse 23. James 2, 23. And the scripture was fulfilled. We said, Abraham believed God. It was imputed unto him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. The seventh thing, Abraham is a father of faith. Because he trusted God. He trusted God. I tell you, you know, he was called a friend of God because he trusted God. He believed. Oh my God. Say the name of Jesus. I believe in the same God of Abraham. My faith cannot fail me. Abraham's faith cannot fail him. He is called a friend of God because he believed in God. He believed the voice of God. He believed the word of God. Raise your voice and pray. Father, pray today. You call Abraham your friend. You call men of faith your friend. As Abraham believed God, he became the father of faith. I declare today, sons and daughters of faith, we key tonight to the same blessing of Abraham. In the name of Jesus Christ, as Abraham believed God, his faith could not fail him. I speak today, your faith will not fail you. You believe in God for healing, it will not fail you. You believe in God for freedom, it will not fail you. You believe in God for health, it will not fail you. You believe in God for breakthrough, it will not fail you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I join my faith with your faith tonight. I connect my faith with your faith tonight. I release breakthrough. I release testimonies. I release children. I decree weddings. I decree travel. I decree visas. In the name of Jesus Christ, the same faith of God, the God of Abraham, who answered Abraham. Let God answer you. Hey, just say the name of Jesus. I believe in the God of Abraham. Abraham believed in God and God called him friend of God. You want to be a friend of God? All it takes is that faith. Believe the word. Don't be shaken. Believe the word. Believe. Believe the promise of God. No matter the shaking, no matter the storms, hold on. Believe the word. Just say the name of Jesus. No matter the storms, no matter the shaking, I will hold on the word. Raise our voice and pray. Father, I pray today, raise up men of faith. Raise up women of faith. We hold on the word. We believe the promise. We believe the covenant. We believe the rhema word. God said it. We believe it. We hold on it in the name of Jesus Christ. God said it. I hold on it in the name of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the great I am. God said it. I believe it. We hold on it. Let it be done to you according to your faith. In Jesus' mighty name. Just say after me, say faith in God never fails. Confess it, faith in God never fails. The world can pass away, faith in God never fails. Today I want to challenge you to hold on the word, hold on the covenant. The same God of Abraham is our God. No matter your situation, the power to change your situation is called faith. The power to turn things around is called faith. There is somebody on the line. You are going through a challenge right now. Your heart is worried. You don't know what to do. You are about to take a decision. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, your faith will not fail you. I speak today for the grace in you. Your faith will not fail you. As you hold on God, take the step of faith, it will not fail you. In Jesus' mighty name. So Abraham is called the friend of God because of faith. The eighth fact about Abraham, Genesis 21, verse 12 and verse 14. And God said unto Abraham, let it not be grievous in thy sight because of the Lord and because of that born woman. In all that Sarah hath said unto thee, hearken unto her voice. For in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and took bread and a bottle of water and gave unto Hagar and put it on her shoulder and the child and sent her away. And she departed and wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba. Genesis 21, verse 12 and 14. The eighth fact about Abraham. Abraham was willing to release his Ishmael and Hagar in order to raise up his Isaac. Write it down. Abraham was willing to release, to let go Ishmael and Hagar in order to raise up his Isaac. Wow. You know, some things the flesh and the spirit cannot grow together. Ishmael represents the flesh. Isaac represents the spirit. Ishmael represents human effort. Isaac represents the covenant. The two cannot grow together. There are some things you must let go. So for Isaac to be raised up, you must let go Ishmael. You must let go Hagar. Tonight, for Isaac to be raised up, you must let go Hagar and Ishmael. Isaac and Ishmael cannot stay in the same house. The flesh and the spirit cannot grow together. A carnal life and spiritual life cannot go together. Unbelief and faith could not go together. So tonight, just say the name of Jesus. I let go my Ishmael. I let go my fear. I let go my doubt. I let go my human effort. I embrace the covenant. I hold on the covenant. I let go Ishmael to raise up Isaac. I let go the flesh. I let go the fear. I let go human effort to raise up my faith, to build up my faith. Raise our voice and pray. Father, I pray today in the name of Jesus Christ. Many are struggling between unbelief and faith, between human works and faith. Today, in the name of Jesus Christ, we let go of the flesh. We let go the fear. We let go human effort. We hold on the covenant in the name of Jesus Christ. We cannot raise up the flesh. The flesh and the spirit cannot stay together. So let go the fear. Let go your Ishmael. Let go the Hagar. And raise up your Isaac. In the name of Jesus Christ, I challenge you tonight. Just say after me, in the name of Jesus, I release my Hagar. I release my Ishmael and let go that which is from the flesh to raise up that which is from the spirit. You cannot hold on the world and hold on God. Let go the world and embrace the cross. You cannot hold the world and hold Jesus. Let go the world and hold on Jesus. I speak to you today in the name of Jesus Christ. As you hold on the Lord, as you hold on the Lord, He will not fail you. You know, you cannot get drunk with wine and with the Holy Spirit at the same time. You cannot get drunk with wine and the Holy Ghost at the same time. You must let go your wine to receive the Holy Spirit. You must let go Ishmael to receive the covenant child. Say the name of Jesus. I release every hindrance to the Isaac. I release, I send away every hindrance to my blessing. Say the name of Jesus. I send away every hindrance to my covenant blessing. Raise our voice and pray. I declare today, we in this prayer line, we send away, we release, we let go every fear, we let go every hindrance to the covenant blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. No Ishmael will hinder my Isaac. The flesh and the spirit cannot stay together. Fear and faith cannot stay together. Ishmael and Isaac cannot stay together. We must let go Ishmael to raise up Isaac. Today I challenge you, let go Ishmael to raise up Isaac, and the blessing of the Lord abide in your house in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let go Ishmael to raise up Isaac in Jesus' mighty name. Number 9 fact about Abraham. Abraham was a prayer warrior. Do you know that Abraham is called prophet by God? Genesis 20 verse 17. So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech. Wow! Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech, and his wife and his maidservants bare children. Can you imagine? Abraham prayed for Abimelech, king of Gerar, and God healed him and opened the wombs of the wife and the children. Hey! So he was a prayer warrior. Say the name of Jesus. I connect to the same blessing, the same grace in Abraham. I key to the same grace that God of Abraham is my God. The God that answers the prayer of Abraham. That God will answer your prayers. Raise your voice and pray. I pray today in the same name, the name Jesus. The name above all names. The same God of Abraham. He prayed to God, and through Abraham, Abimelech was healed and his household. Let God answer your prayers in the name of Jesus. As you pray for the sick, let God honor your prayers. And release the grace today, your prayers will be answered. Just tell it to Jesus. There is faith here already. Just tell it to Jesus. That one prayer request. You say, Lord, do this for me. Raise your voice and pray. I just join my faith with all your faith today as you present your request to God. We accept in the name of Jesus Christ. Let it be done in Jesus' mighty name. The same God of Abraham is our God. Abraham prayed for Abimelech and God answered his prayers. He prayed to God to save Lot. And God answered his prayers. Today, let the same grace rest upon you. Your prayers will be answered in Jesus' name. The prayer for that job is answered in Jesus' name. Your prayer for the husband is answered in Jesus' name. That prayer for a visa be answered in Jesus' name. I agree with you tonight. Let the same God who answered Abraham answer you. In Jesus' mighty name. Number 10, facts about Abraham. Abraham was very kind and hospitable. He entertained angels. How did it happen? Genesis 18, verse 3 to verse 8. Abraham was sitting before his tent and saw three men coming. He ran to them and said, please, hey, don't pass by. Come to my house. And he constrained them to come and ask the wife, kill a cow, kill goat, bring milk, bring butter, entertain them well. without knowing that they were angels. And that is when they said, by this time next year, your wife Sarah will have a child. Kindness pays. You know, it's important to be hospitable. Be a giver. Bless your neighbor, bless your friend. Give to church, support charity, support good causes, support ministry, support world mission, support the gospel. Because of Abraham's kindness and charity, he entertained angels, and that is where his life got a turn around. Number 11, fact about Abraham, Abraham is the first person that is called prophet. Genesis 20 verse 7, now therefore, restore unto the man his wife, for he is a prophet. God called Abraham prophet. Wow. And number 12, I love this one, please. Genesis 13 verse 2. And Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. Repeat after me. And Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. Genesis 13 verse 2. Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold. Let's pray tonight. Say in the name of Jesus, I connect to the same blessing of Abraham. I connect to the wealth of Abraham. I release the same blessing. You are very rich. You will be very rich. I command today the blessing of finances in the name of Jesus Christ, the God that provide for you. I connect all of us in this covenant blessing. Let God bless you with silver, with gold, with house, with children, with family, with business. Prosper in the church of God. Prosper in God's kingdom in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the same anointing upon Abraham, the prophet of God, the same anointing rest upon you today in the name of Jesus Christ. And release this blessing. And release this blessing. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive the peace. Receive the joy. Receive the wealth. Receive the silver. Receive the gold. Wherever you are, prosper in Jesus' mighty name. The Lord shine his face unto you and be gracious to you. The peace of God rest upon you in Jesus' mighty name. God bless you. Give me a call, 202-855-8571.
World Mission International Worship Center is dedicated to healing broken hearts, giving hope, and saving souls through the love of God. Located in Lanham, Maryland, we are called to create a loving and caring community for all people, and we are committed to see you grow your faith in the Word of God and to see you happy and blessed in life. We are strategically positioned in Maryland at such a time like this to be available to provide counseling, guidance, and praying, and believing God for a fresh move of God as never seen before. Our heart's desire is to see all men come to the knowledge of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. If you've been searching for a place where real people who have experienced the love and power of Jesus Christ, World Mission International Worship Center may very well be the perfect fit. You're welcome too, where good things happen. We love you and are waiting for you in Jesus' name.